Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings down a memra of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Ha'omer L'shluchai, somebody who tells his shliach, Tzei V'kadish Li'isha Stam. He tells his shliach, go be mekadesh for me a woman. He doesn't tell him which woman. Now, Aser B'chal Anashim Sheba'olam. He's usher in every woman in the world because chazaka shliach oisa shlichusay. There's a chazaka that a shliach does his shlichus. So we can assume that there was some woman in the world that this shliach was mekadesh for him. The kivin loy parishle, he didn't tell him which one. Halayada hey niu kadeshle. He doesn't know which woman in the world he was mekadesh. And the Gemara doesn't explain, but the obvious explanation, the Rishonim all speak out, is that now there's a problem because every woman in the world may be a kroiva to the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. And that's why the Gemara says later, Umayd Rabbi Yochanan b'isha she'en lo, loy bas, v'loy bas bas, v'loy bas ben, v'loy aim, v'loy achois. Any woman who doesn't have any relatives, you can go ahead and marry her because there's no chshash that the shliach was mekadesh, her relative. Now what about marrying the daughter of the shliach himself? After all, the Rashba in the Tshuvas in Chelek Zayin, Simon Reish Yudalit, says that a person cannot be a shliach to be mekadesh his own daughter. In which case, you know that one person that he definitely was not mekadesh was his own daughter, and therefore any relatives, any erva of the daughter of the shliach should be mutter to this person. The Ran in Kedushin brings a raya from here, not like that Rashba. He says, you see from here that a person could be a shliach to mekadesh his own daughter. However, the Rashbash in Simon Tuf Kuf Chav Gimel says that there's no raya from here, because when it says, Aser b'chol ha'nashim sheba'olam, it's lav dafke every single woman in the world. It means most women in the world. Now, Tosfos over here in Debra Maschel Aser asks the following question. The only problem that the Gemara seems to address is that any woman that I encounter may be a relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. But why don't we have another problem? Why don't we say that every single person in the world should be usher to marry any woman that he meets? Because maybe the woman that he meets is the woman that the shliach was mekadesh, and she's an Eishes Ish. Einach Hanami Legabi the Mishaleach himself. That's obviously not a problem because she's his wife. So that's why we have to talk about the relatives of the woman that he was mekadesh, when discussing the mekadesh, the mishaleach. But when it comes to the woman herself, we should have a problem with every other member of society being able to be mekadesh any given woman, because maybe she's the woman who was niskadeshes al yidei the shliach. So Tosfos in Gittin also asked this question, and their response is that the im isa de niskadcha, a woman that any person meets in the street, if indeed she was already niskadeshes, al yidei the shliach, lo yhoisa chayzeres umiskadeshes, she wouldn't go and be mekabel kedushin again. Aval hai also lekadesh, the mishalech himself is also mekadesh any woman, shema shluchai kiddush lo yachas mikrovei seha. Now Tosfos adds, afilu bois kol akrovois, even if all the relatives of the woman that he wants to be mekadesh now came along and said, shaloi niskadchu. So now, what's the problem? We know that the woman that he wants to be mekadesh now, none of her relatives were mekabel kedushin from the shliach. Says Tosfos, we would not believe them. Le'samchinen adibura ba'alma. We're not soymech on dibur ba'alma. Meaning to say, you need to have edus. Ein dover sheba'er v'pachas mishnayim. We cannot rely on the testimony of the relatives to tell us that this woman is not an erva. Now, wait a minute. If we cannot rely on a different woman's testimony to say that she wasn't mekabel kedushin, so that I could be matter her relatives, why is it that any person's allowed to get married to a woman and could listen to the fact when the woman's mekabel kedushin that she's basically conveying to us that she wasn't mekabel kedushin? So we find two hesberim in what Tosfos means. According to the Chelkas Mechoikik in Simon Lamed Hei Sivkot and Chaf Hei, we are not really being soymich on the woman when she's mekabel kedushin now, that she's conveying to us that she wasn't previously mekabel kedushin. Rather, we have an umdina that a woman who was already miskadeshes would never go and be over the iser of marrying a new person. So when it's a question of being mekadesh, a relative of a woman, and we get together all the relatives and they all tell us that they weren't mekabel kedushin from the shliach, then it's testimony. We're just relying on her dibur saying that she wasn't mekabel kedushin. That we can't do to be matter her relative. But when any given man wants to go and marry a woman and she goes ahead as mekabel kedushin from him, we could be samech on the umdina that a woman would never go and be over the avera of being mekadesh herself to somebody if she already was married. However, the Rashba understood Tosfos differently. And because of that, he has a kasha. The kasha would not be shver according to the Chalkas Mechaikik. The Rashba says like this, V'tirtzu with Tosfos, Din emonais hein lahatir atzman, al ein emonais lahatir acherim. When any given man goes over to a woman in the street, he wants to be mekadesh her. The reason why we don't have a chash, that maybe she's the one that the shliach was mekadesh, is because she actually is a menace. She's believed to say that I was not mekabel kedushin. Why then, when this person wants to be mekadesh a woman in the street, we have to be choshish that maybe the woman in the street is a relative of the one that the shliach was mekadesh, and the relatives of this woman are not nemonis to say we were not mekabel kedushin from the shliach? That's because we don't accept testimony about a woman that she wasn't mekabel kedushin when it's negeh other people. Klape other people, when it's a question on her relative, she can't have nemonis. Ein davar shebe'er pachas mishtayim. But Klape herself, she is nemenes. Which means that an Isha has an inherent nemenes to say that she wasn't mekudeshes, but that's only when it's negeya herself. When it's negeya other people, she doesn't have that nemenes. Now the Rashba asks, why then is a man allowed to be mekadesher? Legabe herself, she may be nemenes, but now she's being nemenes also legabe him. So when she's telling us that she wasn't mekabel kedushin in order to be mater her relative, then we say it's considered edus legabi somebody else. But legabi the man that wants to be mekadesh her, we don't call that edus legabi somebody else. Why not? Now, of course, according to the Chalkas Mechaikik, there's no problem. Because Tosfos didn't draw a distinction, according to his understanding, between being nemenes klapi herself and being nemenes klapi other people. Rather, Tosfos was drawing the distinction between whether she simply is talking about having not been mekabel kedushin or she's actually acting upon it, and we have an umdana that she never would do an aveira of getting married a second time. So these are two different ways of understanding Tosfos's teretz. There's actually a big nafkamina between the two understandings, and it happens to be a machlokes rishonim. And that is as follows. What would be the halacha if you have a woman that the mishaleach wants to now go and be mekadesh? Tosfos told us that it's not possible for him to be mekadesher, even though all of her relatives come forward and say, we were not mekabel kedushin from the shliach. What would be the din, though, if every one of her relatives was mekabel kedushin from somebody else? So the Ran in Gittin says that according to Tosfos, it would now be mutter for the mishaleach to go be mekadesh this woman. Because ein hachanami, if the relatives say edus, they're not nemenes. Because as we said, b'dibur ba'alma, they're not nemenes on this relative. But if they were mekabel kedushin themselves, then we have the umdana that they would never do an action of being mekabel kedushin if they were already married to the mishaleach. So according to the Chalkas Mechaikik, that makes a lot of sense. However, the Shita Mekubetzes over here says that even if every one of the relatives of this woman got married to a different man, it still would be usher for the mishaleach to be mekadesh this woman. Because, he says, all of those relatives are only nemones klape themselves. And that means whether they do an action or whether it's dibur ba'alma, it doesn't make a difference. Their nemones is limited to themselves. So you see that the Shita Mekubetzes understood like the Rashba, that the difference is not one between whether the Isha is saying testimony, whether she's saying dibur ba'alma, or she's actually acting upon it by being mekabel kedushin, and we have an umdana that she wouldn't do an aveira. The difference is simply one between whether she's nemones klape herself or nemones klape other people. And therefore, just like she doesn't have the nemones to tell us that she wasn't mekabel kedushin, she's also not nemenes with her action of being mekabel kedushin from somebody else. Al kol panim, Tosfos was miyashiv the kasha, that how is any man allowed to go over to a woman and marry her? Maybe she was the woman who the shliach was mekadesh. The answer is either that she's nemenes legabe herself, or that she's nemenes al yidei in action, because we have an umdana that she would never do such a thing if she was already married. However, Tosfos now continues with another kasha. What about a ketana? Why aren't we choshish that if a man meets a ketana and he wants to marry her, maybe her father was mekabel kedushin from this shliach? In other words, einach anami agdoilo, we said she's nemenes on herself. But a ketana, it's not necessarily her own maise. Maybe her father, without her knowing about it, was mekabel kedushin from the shliach, because shliach is a shlichusa. And you can't answer that we always will be able to ask the father, says Tosfos, because what happens if the father is not alive? If he died between the time that the shliach went away and did his shlichus and the time that somebody wants to go be mekadesher, we should have a problem. So because of this kasha, Tosfos is convinced that the halacha that we say over here, that a shlich oisa shlichusai, and therefore the person is aser b'chol anashim sheba'olam, is not a din d'iraisa. Mid'iraisa, even the mishaleach himself is allowed to marry any woman in the world. You'll ask that any woman in the world may be a relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. The answer is, says Tosfos over here, and Tosfos in Gittin as one teretz, that he has a right to go after roif. Midairaisa, when he meets a woman in the street, he doesn't have to be choshish. Maybe this woman is a relative of the woman that my shliach was mekadesh, because roif women in the world are not relatives of this person's wife. So when our Gemara says that he's asur b'chol anoshin sheba'olam, it's simply a knas derabbanan. The Rabbanan gave him a knas since he made a shliach stam without being mefarish to him who he should be mekadesh, and we only made that knas on the man himself since he did that wrong thing. Hashem came, the rest of the world is not going to have this problem because they didn't do anything wrong, so we don't put the knas on anybody but him. Now Tosfos asks on this the obvious kasha. If you learn through the Gemara, then you know that we do not go after roiv by a woman, because we say the rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. And Isha is considered kavua. Like the Gemara says, Isha is loy naida. Since she has a kviyas, so we say the rule that anything that is kavua is kemechza al mechza. Like we all know, the Gemara in Ksuvas daf tesvav med alef says that there's a difference between if a person finds a piece of meat in the street, and there are 9 kosher stores in the city, and only 1 treifa store. Over there, we say, called the parish beruba parish. We have the right to be soymich on roiv, and say that mistama, it is a kosher piece of meat. Masha enkein, if a person bought the piece of meat in one of the stores, then we say that the suffix was noila b'makam hakviyas. Meaning the question that he has to ask is not on the piece of meat, but rather on the store that he bought the piece of meat in. Is that store a kosher store or a treifa store? Since the question that has to be asked is on the store itself, we cannot pass him with roiv because a store is kavua. And kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami, this is something learned out from a pasuk va'arv loy v'kamalov, and we'll explain a little bit later what the svar behind that could possibly be. A kol panim, Tosfos is asking, why are we saying that midai raisa you'd be able to be soymech on roiv and say that this woman is from the roiv of the women in the world that are not relatives of the woman that the shlich was mekadesh, and isha has a din of kavua? Tosfos answers that midai raisa she really does not have a din of kavua, because says Tosfos lo yamrinan kavua kemechza dami ela kishah iser nikar la'atzmoy v'aheter nikar la'atzmoy. The rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami is not said unless the iser is nikar by itself and the heter is also nikar by itself. Avok she'en ho iser nikar la'atzmoy lo yamrinan kavua. Now this svara appears in numerous places in Tosfos throughout Shas and Chulon Daf Tzadikeim with Aleph and Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. In fact, Tosfos asks the kasha that if the rule is kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, then how do we ever paskin that chad betrayed batel? There's a din called bitel b'roiv when iser gets mixed in with heter, and the heter is the roiv, so we say that the heter is mevatel the roiv. Now, how can we say that? It's not as if the iser was parish, it was taken out of its makam. It's actually mixed together with the heter. And Tosfos answers that the only time we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami is where the iser is yadua biduchte, if it's nikr. Masha en kein, when it's mu'urav ve'ena nikr, then we say bitul b'roiv. Now the Yad Yehuda in Siman Kuf Yud, Sifkat and Yud Aleph, the Beis Meir in the Kunjus HaKavua, as well as Reb Shimon in the Shar Yosher and Shar Dal Perek Yud, they say that there are two ways to understand what Tosfos means. It could be that Tosfos is saying a yisoid in the din of kavua. One way to understand the yisoid of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami is that when something is in its makam hakvias, it has a chashivus, and since it's all based on chashivus that the miut has, it only has that chashivus if it is nikar b'mkoymoy. The other way you could learn, though, is that la'olam, the maila of kavua is actually there even when the iser is not nikar b'mkoymoy. Nevertheless, in a case where it's not nikar b'mkoymoy, we have a rule called bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv says that the miut iser becomes batel to the roiv heter, and therefore we never get to the point where we say kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. So the first tzad is that Tosfos is saying a yisoid in kavua, that when something is not nikr, it doesn't have the mail of kavua. The second tzad is the mail of kavua is there, but there's another yisoid that's operative when the iser is not nikr, and that is bitul b'roiv. Since the iser becomes batel, so there's nothing to talk about. Of course, this second tzad is built on the premise that the din of bitul b'roiv is not a product of halech achar haroiv. This is very important to be mad. There's a big shaila how bitul b'roiv works. The Chazanish understands that there is no special yesoid called bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv, at least by chad betray, which is called a yavish b'yavish, you have 3 chatichas. 2 of them are heter and 1 is iser. The reason why the iser becomes bitul b'roiv, says the Chazanish, is really because it starts off with the yesoid called halech achar roiv. Halech achar roiv is the halacha that whenever you're mesupik about something, you have the right to be soymech on majority. You can assume that something came from the roiv. Just like we said, when you find a piece of meat in the street and you don't know if did it come from a kosher store or a treifa store, you have the right to rule based on majority. Bitul b'roiv, on the other hand, is the aside that the iser becomes batel. Says the Chazanish that bitul b'roiv, when you have separate chatichas and they get mixed in with each other, is a product of halech achar roiv. Because since if you were to pick up each individual chaticha, you would look at it and you would say, what din does this have? You would have the right to paskin based on roiv and say this comes from the roiv. Memela, that generates the bittul. The isser goes away automatically because it starts off with the din of halecha achar roiv. However, Reb Chaim understands otherwise. He understands that there's a special principle called bittul b'roiv that's independent of the din of halecha achar roiv. He learns that both halecha achar roiv and bittul b'roiv are learnt out from Sanhedrin, the fact that we go after the roiv, when you have a machloikis in the Sanhedrin, we say achir rabim lahatayis. Halecha achir roiv, you learn from the fact that majority rules. And bittul b'roiv, you learn from the fact that it's considered like we have the psak of the whole bezdin. That means that the daya of the miyat dayanim becomes bittul in the daya of the roiv dayanim. Bekitzer, Reb Chaim holds that there are two separate yesodis. There's halecha achir roiv and bittul b'roiv. Therefore, the second side that we're talking about in terms of why it is that something that the iser is not nikr, why it doesn't bother us that kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami, it cannot be said according to the Chazon Ish. Because the second side that we are saying is that la'olam, you cannot go after roiv, you cannot say halecha achar roiv, because we still say kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami when the iser is not nikr. Nevertheless, we're claiming that it doesn't matter because it's anyway going to become batal. So according to the Chazon Ish, that's an impossibility, because if you cannot say halecha achar roiv, you cannot result with a din of bittul b'roiv. And we can't say halecha achar roiv because we're saying that kol kavua is kemechtz al mechtz adami even when the iser is not nikr. However, according to Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Chaim, there's an independent yesod called bittul b'roiv, and therefore, even if kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami can be said when the iser is not nikr bim kaimoy, it doesn't matter because the iser is going to automatically become bittul in the roiv heter. So this is a shaila that's asked by the Achronim in the Yisoid that Taisus says in numerous places in Shas. The shaila again being whether the Yisoid of the iser not being nikr bim kaimoy is a Yisoid that then you don't say kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami, or the fact that it's not nikr bim kaimoy facilitates bittul b'roiv, and that's why it doesn't make a difference to us that we still would say kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami, because it makes no difference. The iser is already bittul in the heter. Our Taisus, though, it's very simple. We could prove that they are learning the tzad and the chakira that when something is not nikr bim kaimoy, we don't have the maila of kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami. Because aside from the lashon of Tosfos, Tosfos' lashon is the le'amrin kavua kemechtz adami elik she iser nikr la'atzmoy vaheter nikr la'atzmoy avik she'ena iser nikr la'atzmoy le'amrin kavua. So the lashon very clearly states that the chesaron is in the din of kavua and not because we say bittul b'roiv. Aside from that, it would be impossible to say the teretz of Tosfos if you hold the other side in the chakira. Because if you hold that la'olam, the din of kavua is possible to be said when something is not nikr, and the only reason why when it's not nikr, we're not met with the problem of kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami is because the din of bittul b'roiv comes and preempts that din of kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami, because the iser becomes bottle in the roiv heter, then that cannot happen in our sugya, because we know that an isha is alive. Balichayim are not batli. There's no din of bittul b'roiv by a dover choshev. So if what Tosfos means is that because she's not nikr b'mkoyma, b'mela she becomes bottle, that would be an impossibility. So it has to be that what Tosfos is saying is that since the iser is not nikr b'mkoyma, you don't have the maila of kol kavua kemechtz al mechtz adami. Furthermore, there's no taruvas here. She's not mixed in together with other people. So al pi pashtas, the yisoid of bittul b'roiv would not be applicable. Al karchach, you see that Tosfos understands over here that the din of einay nikr b'mkoymay is a yisoid that affects kavua directly. Another teretz given to Tosfos' original question, the why is it that if any person wants to be Mekadosh and Isha, why doesn't it have to be Choshish that maybe she's the woman that the Shliach was Mekadosh? And again, since we could always ask the question about a Ktana, maybe her father was Mekabel Kedushin from her, we cannot answer that the Isha herself has an Amonis that she wasn't Mekabel Kedushin. So Tosfos in Gittin offers another teretz to this question, and that is that the whole Chazaka, Shliach Oysa Shlichusai, is not a Chazaka Gemura in our scenario. The fact that we assume automatically that the Shliach did his Shlichus, and therefore the Isha became his Kadesh, is not a chazaka that works on a deraisa level. The reason for this, says Tosfos, is because the chazaka shliach oseh shlichusai assumes that the shliach has the koyach to execute his shlichus. And the problem is that when you send him on a shlichus to be mekadosh and isha, it's a two-way street. She has to agree to the kedushin. So it's not totally biyad shlich. When do we say chazaka shlich oseh shlichusai is a chazaka gemura? That's where it's in the control, the power of the shliach to carry out his shlichas independently. But if he's tully on somebody else, like the consent of a woman, then we don't say chazaka shlichas shlichusei midairaisa, and that's why we don't have to be choishish that every person that wants to get married, maybe this is the woman that the shlich was mekadesh. It's only legabe this person, again, that we make a knas, like Tosfos already explained over here. Since he sent a shlich without specifying which woman it should be mekadesh, which was irresponsible on his part, so we give him a knas and we don't allow him to get married to any woman, machmas tachshash, that she's a relative of the woman that the shlich may have been mekadesh. So both Terutzim and Tosfos understand that Aser b'chol anashim sheba olam, that we learned in our Gemara, is not me'ikar din, it's not medairaisa. According to the first Teretz that we brought down, which is the one that's mentioned in our Tosfos, the reason why medairaisa, his mutter, is because he has the right to be soimich on roiv. And the added Teretz that we find in Tosfos in Gittin, the reason is because chazaka shlich as a shlichuse doesn't apply in cases where the shlich is not the only one in control. So therefore, Tosfos invents the idea that although midairaisa, the woman is not usher on him, nevertheless, we make a knas since he was irresponsible by sending a shliach to be mekadesh stam. So we make a knas midrabanan, not allowing him to get married to any woman in the world. Now, the Ramban over there in Gittin is uncomfortable with this because he says, why does the person deserve a knas? What iser is there to send a shliach to be mekadesh in isha stam? Does it say anywhere that you're not allowed to send a shliach to be mekadesh a stam isha? Number two, if indeed it's because of a knas, then the Gemara shouldn't blame it on the idea of shliach ois shlichusai. It's not because of the chazaka shliach ois shlichusai. According to Tosfos and Gittin, it's not a chazaka gemura. It's only because of a knas. So because of these two kashas, the Ramban disagrees. He says there is no makom to make a knas, and therefore it has to be that this halach is me'ikra din. The chazaka shliach ois shlichusai is a chazaka gemura. And the Ramban learns that even midairaisa, you have no right to be soimich on roiv. Obviously, the Ramban holds that even when the Isser is not nikar b'mkoymoy, it's still called kavua, and therefore you cannot be soimich on roiv. So the Isser b'chol anashim sheba olam is a real Isser. If so, that brings back the original question of Tosfos. Why is it only an Isser to this person who sent the shliach? If it's not a knas, then we should have the same problem legabe every single person in the world. You shouldn't be allowed to marry a woman, because maybe that woman is the one that the shliach was mekadesh. And like we said, you cannot answer that the woman is nemenes, because what about a ketana? So this, says the Ramban, you can answer by saying that even though there's a chazaka shlich ois shlichusoi, nevertheless, that chazaka is up against the cheskas pnuya that every woman has. Cheskas pnuya is a chazaka to meikara. We assume that every woman who up until now did not have the status of an ashes ish stays that way until we have any information that tells us the opposite. So every woman that a person wants to marry has a cheskas pnuya. Masha Enkein, the person who sent the shliach, has to deal with the possible relatives of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. Now, even though when he wants to go be mekadesh this woman, he could theoretically think about the fact that her sister probably was not the one that the shliach was mekadesh, because her sister has a cheskas pnuya. That, says Ramban, we don't say. We don't use her sister's chazaka to paskin about her. So legabi, every other person in the world who has a shaila about a given woman, that woman herself has a cheskas pnuya, and we use it to say that the shliach is a shlichusai did not change it. Masha Enkein, the person himself, since his nidin is legabe her sister, and the only way to get rid of that shash would be to use the cheskas pnuya that her sister has, that we don't say. Take a look at the Kovitz Shurim in Ksubas Daf Tezvav to see how that relates to the sugya of cheskas ha'eim mahani lebas. So that is the mahalach of the Ramban. He learns that me'ikar hadin, the person is aser b'chol anashim sheba olam. However, like we mentioned, according to Tosfos over here and Tosfos in Gittin, there is no problem me'ikar hadin, and all it is a knas. Now the obvious question on this is that in the next step of the Gemara, Rish Lakish asks a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. In the Mishnah in Kinim, we learn that if you have a kan stuma, which means that in those type of karbanis, like a zav, a yeledes, they have to bring two birds for their carbon, a chata sa'if and a oila sa'if. Stuma means that at the time that he bought them, he didn't specify which one is for an oila, which one is for a chatas. Now suppose one of the two birds went and flew away. So the Mishnah tells us, yikach zug lasheni, you're supposed to take another bird to replace that bird. The Gemara is medayik, though, that you see that the only problem we have is with these two birds. Why is it that if a person now finds a bird, he doesn't have to be choshed that maybe this is the bird that flew away and is really meant for this person's carbon? And that would be a problem of being miskaper, be carbon chaveret. So the Gemara asks that seems to be a steer to what we just learned. We learned that this person is aser b'chol anashin shebar elim because we always have to be choshish that maybe she's a relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. Now wait a minute, you just told me that me ikar adin, even in our case, it would be mutter for him to be mekadesh any woman, and the only reason why we aser is because there's a knas. But me ikar adin, you could be samech and roiv and assume that she's not a relative of the woman that the shliach was mekadesh. Tosfos asked this kasha in Dibur Maschil v'ilu. And they answer that even in the case of the kinim, there's reason to make a knas, not on everybody, but on the person whose carbon this bird came from, because he should have watched his carbon. So even though the lashon of the Gemara is ve'ilu shar kinim ba'alma miskinon, as if what bothers us is that everybody is allowed to use a bird that they find any place in the world, that's not really the Gemara's kasha. Really the Gemara's kasha is that this person who lost his bird, if he were to find a bird elsewhere and wanted to use it for a different carbon, it's mashma that he would be allowed to. And why? We should make a knas and say that he's never allowed to use any bird that he finds anywhere because he has to be choshish that this was his original carbon. So that's the Gemara's kasha from the case of Kan Stuma. The Gemara answers, Amar lei, ka'amina ana isha de loinaida, ve'amrit li at isura de nayid. I told you a yisoid in which a woman is usser. A woman is stationary. She doesn't move around, and therefore she suffers from the din of kavua. Masha enkein, a bird moves around. So a bird is not kavua. As Tosis points out in Dibur Maschil Isha, that even though we already explained that any time the isser is not nicker, there's no yisoid of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dummy, but since the isha is stationary, it's dummy ktsas lekavua. In other words, in terms of the knas that we're going to make, we have the ability to make that knas since there is somewhat a quality of kavua. Very often we find that chazal, even when they have a siba, a reason to make a knas, but the way that they make the knas is by giving it a certain gedder. So the reason for the isser is because the person, by sending the shliach, was irresponsible and he should have said which woman he wants him to be mekadesh. But the oifen, the way that they assered this woman, is by saying that she suffers from a problem of kavua since she's similar to kavua. Of course, she's not really kavua, like we said, because the isser is not nikar b'mekaymoy, but since she is a stationary thing, it gives us a framework through which we could make our knas. Masha ein kein by the bird, it is so dissimilar to the inyan of kavua that we have no way to make the knas. Says the Gemara, v'chi teima, hacha nami nayid. Why do you say that an isha is stationary? Maybe we're talking about a case, Amer b'shuka ashkech b'kodesh. Maybe we're talking about in a case where the woman was not found in her own home, rather in the shuk. Now there's machloikis in the Rishonim, how to learn the Shakvatai in the Gemara. When we're referring to an Isha over here as being stationary, and then the Gemara asking, Imur Bishuka Ashkech Vekadish, maybe being Mekadisher in the Shuk, which woman are we going on? Do we mean to say that maybe the Shliach originally was Mekadish, the first woman, when she was in the Shuk? Or do we mean to say that now, when the Mishaleach wants to be Mekadish a woman, and we're saying that he has to be Choshish, that perhaps she is a relative of the woman that the Shliach was Mekadish, why can't he be Samech on Roiv and say that this woman comes from the Roiv and that she's not Kavua? Why is she not Kavua? Because maybe he could go be Mekadisher in the Shuk. If he were to find a woman in the Shuk, she's not in her Mokam HaKviyas, it should be Mutter for him to be Mekadisher. Tosfos and the Mefarish over here learned like this second pshat. And Eimer B'shuka Ashkech V'Kaddish means Kloimar Heicha de Matza Oisa B'shuka. If the Baal would now go and find a woman in the Shuk, Hayolano Loimar Sheyuchal Kadsha. We should say that he is allowed to be Mekadesh LeKavia because she does not suffer from the problem of Kavua. However, Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Tezvav Med Aleph Dibur Maschil Dilma and the Rush over here learn like the first pshat that the Shakvatayer of the Gemara over here revolves around the original woman. The woman that the shliach was mekadesh. The Rosh says, Amina lecha iser denaicha, debishah shekidsha hashliach hoisa nocha. That at the time that the shliach was mekadesher, she was stationary, ukvua bevesa. She was kavua in her own house. Now you'll ask, why does it matter whether the isha at the time that the shliach was mekadesher was in her house or not? After all, our question is really whether he could be mekadesh this relative, or is she not a relative of his wife at all? And that should be dependent if we could go after Raiv when focused on the relative. So the Rush explains, since she was sitting in her house at the time that the shliach was mekanesher, he says, Hilkach hoysa chashuva bein kol anoshim sheba'olam. At that time, he was mekanesher, she was chashuva amongst all the nashim in the world, kemechza al mechza, since she was kavua bebeisa. The ilu asa shliach lekadosh loy nashim harbe. Let's say a person originally a shliach to mekadosh many women for him. Vekidish chatzia nashim shebo'olam, and he went ahead and was mekadosh for this person half of the women in the world. Hoyu nesaris kol anashim, all other women would become aser mishum safek krovus. It would all become aser based on the fact that they're a safek relative of his wife. Afilu inaydi, even if they right now are moving around, it makes no difference. So he says hashda nami. Now also that he was mekadosh when she was kavua bebeisa, nesareis kol anoshim, kiven sheha oiser kavua, afal pishein ha nesar kavua. And she'en kein toisfis and the mefarish learn that the Gemara is focused on the nesar, the isha that he wants to be mekadosh right now. Now, what does the Gemara answer when it suggests that perhaps he was mekadosher in the shuk? The Gemara answers, Hasam Hadra Lenichusa. Even if the woman temporarily is in the shuk, but she always goes back to her makam akvias. She goes back to her house. Now, Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shiurim, in Ksubis, Sifkat and Lamed Vav, asks the question from this last teretz in the Gemara, on Toisfis by us and the Mefarish. He says as follows, if a person finds a piece of meat in the street, we know that there's a rule of called a parish meruba parish. Now, does it matter if the person then goes afterwards and brings it back into one of the stores? Of course not. It makes no difference. Because since at the time that he found it, it was parish, he had a din to go after the roiv. There's a din called a parish meruba parish, and it became mutter. In other words, says Rabbi Chanan, everything is dependent on the time of the latest hasafik. If at the time of the latest hasafik, the item was in its makam akvias, such as if the person bought a piece of meat in one of the stores, so at the time that this person became in contact with the meat, it was in its makam akvias, then he has the rule of called kavua kemechza mechza dami. But if at the time that he came in contact with the meat, it was parish, then we say forever, called the parish meruba parish. Therefore, asks Rabbi Chanan, if the person wants to go be mekadosh in isha in the shuk now, right now she's parish. Why do I care that later on she's going to go back home to her makam akvias? We should still be able to paskin called the parish meruba parish. So if you learn like Toisus in Ksubis or like the Rush in our sugya, then this is not a kasha. Because since at the time that the man wants to go be mekadosh in isha now, the original woman that the shliach was mekadosh is back home, and according to Toisvus and Ksubis and the Rush over here, you go after the oiser, not the nesar. So we never get to the point where we say called the parish on the woman that he wants to be mekadosh now, because we say that the woman that the shliach was already mekadosh is back home, and now it's considered as if he's married to half the women in the world. But according to Toisvus in our sugya and the mefarish, since we're focused right now on the woman that he wants to be mekadosh and she's not home, so we should have immediately the heter of called the parish meruba parish, and it shouldn't go away when she goes back home. Answers Rabbi Chanan that according to the Mefarish and Toisfis by us, the Gemara means that she's Hadra Lenichusa since her nature is always to go back home, even when she's in the shuk. Her plan is to go back home, so she never is considered parish, even at the time that she's in the street. He says, Kiven de Yadua Bishas Prisha, this Soifa Lachser Lamukim Kviyusa, Ainzu Prisha. So he says that in Adam, you never say called the parish Meruba Parish on a person, because a person is always destined to go back to his Makam HaKviyas, therefore his Prisha is always considered a temporary thing, and it's not a real Prisha. So we have two ways to understand what the Gemara's Shaklataria means. And we have to try to understand what is the Machloik is dependent on. After all, the Lashon of the Gemara is much more Mashma like the Rush and Toisus in Ksubis, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Emer Bishuka Ashkech V'Kaddish, which sounds like we're talking about in the past tense. Toisus has to be Matrik and say Bishuka Ashkech V'Kaddish Keloimar Hecha De Matzah Oysa Bishuka Hoya Lanu Loimar Sheyucha Lekadsha. So Toisvus and the Mefarish obviously have a hard time learning the way that the Rush and Toisvus and Ksubas are learning. What exactly is the Sharish HaMachloikis? So Reb Shimon in the Shar Yosher, in Shar Dalud Perek Aleph, as well as in the Chedush Reb Shimon and Ksubas Simen Tes Vav, explains that the Sharish HaMachloikis is how to understand the Gzeres HaKosev that kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. He says, why is it that the Torah was mechadish that we don't go after the roiv? Is it the kavanas haTorah to tell us something about the dover hanidoin? Meaning, for example, in the case of a piece of meat I bought from one of the 10 stores in the city. 9 stores are kosher, 1 store is treif. I'm not allowed to use roiv to paskin that it's mutter. Is it that the Torah said that the dover that came from its makam akvias, so it has a din of kavua, we have no right to use the birur of roiv to paskin on it? And kemechza al mechza means we treat it as if it was mechza al mechza, meaning we cannot use roiv to paskin, or we could theoretically use roiv to paskin, it's just that we don't have a roiv. The Torah is mechadish that by a dover kavua, there is no birur that it is from the roiv. Is the chiddush that we don't go after roiv by a dover kavua, or the chiddush is that a dover kavua, we don't have a roiv? And to illustrate the question in the story of the Ktesha Chanuyas, he explains that one way we can understand the reason why we can't paskin with roiv is that it's a problem with that piece of meat itself that I bought in one of the stores. Since I bought it in its makam akvias, I cannot be mevarer its din using roiv, because it, the davar anidin, the piece of meat that I bought, suffers from the problem of kavua. But the other tzad is that since I bought that piece in the makam akvias, I bought it in one of the stores, my suffix is on the stores and is no longer a suffix about the meat. Now, when I ask a question about the meat itself, then one can argue that I do have a roiv, because I want to know, is this meat kosher or is it treif? And it's sad that it's kosher has 9 stores backing it up, because 9 possible places that it came from are kosher and only 1 is treif. So if I would have the right to ask the question about the meat, is it kosher or is it treif, I do have a roiv. But I cannot ask that question. I have to go back to an earlier point in the suffix. At that earlier point in the suffix, the question I'm asking is not, is the meat kosher or is it treif? Rather, is the store that I bought it in kosher or treif? Now, the store did not come from a group of 9 stores. The store is stationary. So my real question is, which one of the stores was it? That question has 10 possible answers. The question about the meat, whether it's kosher or treif, has 2 possible answers. The answer that it's kosher has 9 possibilities that it's true, because had it come from stores 1 through 9, then the result would be that it's kosher. The answer that it's treif has only 1 possibility that it's true, if it came from store number 10. But when I ask the question about that store that I went into, which one was it? There are 10 possible answers to that question, not 2 possible answers. 10 possible answers. It could have been store number 1, it could have been store number 2, could have been store number 3, etc. So on that question, which store was it that I went into, I don't have roiv paskining on it. And that's what we mean, kemechza al mechza. Imagine if somebody were to ask the question, did I buy this piece of meat in Yankel's butcher shop, did I buy it in Shmerel's butcher shop, or did I buy it in the McDonald's? There are 3 possible answers to that question. Roiv is not mevar for me which one of the 3 I bought it in. And since I know that I bought it in one of the stores, I'm mechuyev to ask that question. If I would be allowed to group together the stores and say, did I buy it in the group of kosher stores or the group of non-kosher stores, then perhaps I would have a roiv saying that the group of kosher stores is greater. But since I know that I bought it in one of the stores and that store is kavuas, then I have to say which one of these stores that I buy it in. On that question, I have no roiv. And therefore, in our case, says Reb Shimon, we have the same Shaila. The Nidoin, the one that we're being done on right now, is the woman that he wants to be Mekadosh now. So if there's a problem of Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami, and you hold that the Iker Chiddush of Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami is that a Dover HaNidoin, when it has a din of Kavua, you can't paskin on it using roiv, then we have to be referring to her, this woman that you want to be Mekadosh now, as Kavua. And then you're forced to say, if you found her in the Shuk, then even so, she's hadar l'nichusa, she's soon going to go back to her makam akvias, and she remains kavua. But it's her who has to be kavua, because she's the nidoin. However, if you hold that the chiddush of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami is that when the shayrish of your suffix, the place where you came in contact with this suffix, and the earlier point that you have to clear the suffix, is on the stores, and in that point, you do not have a roiv, like we explained, then the issue of kavua would have to be a statement about the woman that the shliach was mekadosh, because that's the shayrish of your suffix. And then, if the question is, which one of the women in the world was the shliach mekadosh, on that question, you don't have a roiv paskining your suffix. Roiv will not tell you which woman he was mekadosh. Roiv can only operate when your question is not being asked about the Dover HaKavua. Because then you could simply ask its din. What is its din? Is it kosher? Is it treif? Is it mutter or is it aser? And you can be mevarit using the tzadim of roiv. The moment you're forced to ask your question about the Dover HaKavua, you no longer have a roiv. So that's a Tosfos in Ksubis, and the Rosh understand. And since the real Shoresh of the Suffolk is which one of the women in the world was the Shliach Mekadesh, since a woman is Kavua, I don't have a Rav Paskening. And then all that matters is that right now when I'm asking that question, which one of the women in the world, I know that the woman already has gone back to her home. So right now she's not part of a group. She's either woman number one, woman number two, woman number three, etc. And I have no Rav telling me which one she is, who she is. So that's Reb Shimon's Hesber. It's a Dover Amoik to be Masber the Machlokes Rishonim. Another very interesting nafgamina between these two tzadim that Reb Shimon introduced. Whether the yisoid of Kol Kavua Kemechtzal Mechtzadami is that you have no right to use Rav to paskin on a Dover Kavua, or the yisoid is that you just don't have Rav answering your question, is what would be with the din of Chazaka Lugabi a Dover Kavua. We know Ruba of Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Rav is a greater birur than Chazaka. So it stands to reason that if Rav cannot paskin on a Dover Kavua, then certainly Chazaka can't paskin on a Dover Kavua. But that's only if the yisoid is that Rav can't paskin on a Dover Kavua. It's so chashiv that we don't allow you to use Rav to paskin. But if the Hesber is that you simply don't have a Rav, and that's what we mean by kemechtza al mechtza, then you definitely can paskin with Chazaka. Take a look at the Shmaitza, Shmaitza Dalet, Perik Dalet, and in the Krevitz Shiurim, in Ksubis Ois Mem Aleph. Now, as we mentioned earlier, the Gemara qualifies the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rava says that Rabbi Yochanan is moide, that although a person who sent a shliach to be mekadesh, a woman, is now aser b'chol anoshin sheba olam, he would be mutter to marry a woman who has no relatives. Furthermore, says Rava, let's say she does have a relative, she has a sister, but that sister was married at the time that he sent the shliach. Even if that sister was not married, she was already divorced, at the time that the shliach was mekadesh, the woman that he was mekadesh, he's still mutter to her sister. Why is that? Says the Gemara, ki mashvi shliach b'milsa dekaima kameh. A person only has das when he makes a shliach on something that's available to him at the time of the minu shlichus. So that means that if at the time of the minu shlichus a woman named Rachel was married, then the minu shlichus did not include Rachel. He did not send him as a shliach to be mekadesh Rachel. Anybody but Rachel. And even though at the time that the shliach went and was mekadesh a woman, he met this Rachel, and at that time she was already divorced, the kedushin was not chal, because it wasn't included in his minu shlichus. And therefore, Rachel's sister, Leah, would now be mutter to the mishaleach. So the Gemara asks a question on this. You're telling me that a person never has das on something that's not kaima kamei, some option that's not readily available to him now. Well, our Mishnah says that a person says, Areni nazir v'ol el galeach nazir, v'shama chaverit v'amar v'ol vani v'ol el galeach nazir, im hoyu pikchem migalchem zeh. Now, if I'm mekabel to finance the karbonis of a nazir, and that person is not yet a nazir, then it shouldn't be chal. The Gemara says, Bishlam Abasra, the last person to say V'ale legalech nazir, Ike kadmav kameh. He has the kadmah as a readily available option to be menadev his karbonis naziris. Ele kadmah, but the first fellow that was mekabel, to be megalech nazir, mi ike basra kameh, at the time that he was mekabel to finance the karbonis of a nazir, the second fellow was not yet a nazir. So obviously, says the Gemara, it's hachi kamar, imashka. I'm a Kabbalah myself to be Megalech Nazir, and the Tanai is that if I find somebody at the time that I'm ready to be Mekayim my Neder, and that person then is a Nazir, then I'll be menadev of his karbonis. So, hachanami. So too in our case, hachikamerlei, imashkachas demigarsha kadishli. If you, the shliach, find a woman who's available, even if she gets divorced after this minu shlichus, you should go be mekadisher. So therefore the Gemara changes. It's not a yisoid that a person doesn't have das on things that are not available to him now. Rather, the person doesn't have the koyach. You cannot be meshava a shliach for something that you cannot do right now. Now, a woman who right now is married, you can't be mekadesher and say, Arei at mekudeshes li, la'achar shi'igarsheich bailech. You're mekudeshes to me for when your husband already divorces you. That's called a davar shloi b'la'olam. And therefore, you cannot give over the koyach kedushin to a shliach, since you cannot do that act right now. Now, Tosfos in Dibur Maschil, my timer, asks a kasha, v'im timer doha maise b'chol yoim. It's a common everyday practice. She'aisha aimeres l'chaverta, a woman says to her friend, lushili kemach, need for me flour, v'hafrishi chala ba'avuri. I'm sending you as a shliach now to be mafrish chala on dough that does not yet exist. Gam talmidim shel beis Rambon, oimrin king. It's not as if this is a practice that only amaratzim do. Talmid chachamim do it. V'eich nasa shliach b'davra zeh. How could you become a shliach to do such a thing? At the time that the first woman empowers the second woman to be mafresh challah, the woman is not capable of being mafresh challah yet from this flower. You're not mafresh challah from kemach, so the kemach is not a bar chiyuva, so you shouldn't be able to make a shliach to be mafresh the challah later. Answers the Rabbeinu Tam that over there there's a yesod called biyada. The woman has the ability, if she wants to bring an isa megulgeles, an isa that's already needed, and to say isa zu teheichala al kemach. This isa, this dough, should be mufresh as chala on the kemach lichsheyia nilosh, when it will become needed. That, says Tosfos, is not a dover shaloi bala oilam. He says, kiven shebi yada lalosh legalgil ha isa kori shaper bala oilam. Kiven shebi yada lasos. Tosfos even brings a raya. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if a person says lechaveiroi, peres arugazu, telusha, the peres of this row, which are detached from the ground, yehei truma al peres arugazu mechuberes. It should be truma on the peres of this row, which is still attached, lichsheyitlashu. I'm creating that chalois, legabe, when they will become detached from the ground. Vinitlashu, dvarav kayamin. Then it works. The kol shebiyodei lasis alav kemuchuser maisedami. Anything that you have biyodei to do, it's in your power to change, it's not considered kemuchuser maise. And since it's biyodei litoil sham, we don't see it as a dover shaloi b'lo'ilam. So that's what Tosfos differentiates between the case of Maisa Mechol Yoyim, that a woman is able to say to her friend, be my shliach, to be mafresh l'chala for me after you already needed the dough. In our case, that you cannot make a shliach to be mekadosh and isha, that you right now cannot be mekadosh. Because in our case, it's not biyada. You cannot make her available. Her husband has to divorce her. But the isha, it is biyada, because she can bring a isha that's already megulgeles. Now Tosfos continues, and they say, "Mikol makim b'hai time aluchuda loisagilon lemeimar dematzil mevat shliach." This time of biyada alone would not suffice to make it that I can be mamana shliach. Given to be yodei lalish ulegalgal. In other words, we have to say that she has the ability to bring an isa that's already migulgeles, and since she has that power, she could be memana ashliach. But if she did not have that power right now, she did not have the ability to bring an isa that's already migulgeles, then she would not be able to be considered be yodei just by virtue of the fact that she could bring kemach and make it into dough, lalish ulegalgal, and then be mafresh chala. That still would be considered mechusar maisa. How do I know that, says Tosfos? Because there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis that says that if a person says to his friend, write a get for my arusa, lichshachnisena agarshena. I want to divorce this woman after I do nisuin. So write a get for her now, while she's in arusa, for the time of after nisuin. Then it's a get. Mipnei shebi yodai ligarsha. If he wants to, right now it can be megarisher. The Gemara says, what about a yevama? Before yibum, there's a zikas yibum. Before he's kainaser, before he does the yibum, could he go to his friend and say, write a get that I should be able to divorce her after I do yibum? Says Tosfos, what's the Gemara shaila? It's biyadai lovei aleha ulegarsha. He has the ability to be boil her, she'll become his wife, and then it's biyadai to be megarsha. It can be megarsha bal karcha also. So he can be boil her bal karcha. It's biyadai to do the yibum. You don't need her consent, and you don't need her consent for the get. Ella, says Tosfos, you have to say that since right now he cannot yet divorce her because it's mechusar maisa, he still has to do the act of yibum, so it's still one step removed. It may be biyadai to do yibum and then biyadai to be megarisher after that, but right now it's not yet biyadai to be megarisher because he has to do the yibum first. And therefore, it says Tosfos, the same thing would hold true in the case of chala. If it were not biyada to bring an isa that's already megulgeles and be mafresh chala, we wouldn't call biyada the fact that she could go and be megalgal an isa and then be mafresh chala on that isa. Because to say that I can now go and send a shliach to be mafresh the chala just because I have the ability to create an isa megulgeles and then biyada to go and be mafresh the chala, that's too removed. That's called mechusar maisa. So that is what Tosfos says. Kivager over here in the Gilyan HaShas asks the following question. Even though Tosfos explained to us that to ask somebody to write a get for his Yevama is too far removed because it requires two steps, both being Kainasur and being Megarisher, so that's not called Biyodai, therefore you cannot make a Shliach. Nevertheless, says Kivager, I don't understand. He himself, the Yavam, theoretically could write a get right now and give it to her that it should be chal after he's kainaser. Because after all, it's biyadai to be kainaser, so the act of giving her a get is only one step removed. Now, if it's really possible for him to do such a thing, then he should be able to make a shliach to do that thing. Because the rule is that anything that I could do right now, I can make a shliach to do. So it should be exactly like the case of challah. By challah, since we say that the woman has the ability right now to bring in isa megulgelis and be mafrish challah, so she can make a shliach to be mafrish challah for the time of after it becomes needed. So this would be the same thing. I could make a shliach to be megarisher for after I'm koineser, since I myself right now could be megarisher for that time, because it's only one step removed. It's biyadi to be koineser. That is Reb Kveger's kasha. Says Reb Shimon the following teretz. He says there are two different types of davar shaloi bala oilam. One category of davar shaloi bala oilam is something that the etzem ha-davar is ba-oilam, but the person is lacking the koyach to create a chalois on that davar. For example, a person who wants to be mekadesh in isha, who's married to somebody else, he cannot say to her, Hare at mekudeshes li licheshetis garesh, because although she is ba-oilam, but right now he's lacking the koyach to create the chalois. The second type of davar shaloi bala oilam is where the thing itself is not ba'olam, it's not here in the world. That's like the classic case of Peres Dekel. You cannot create a chalois and sell the Peres Dekel that are not here yet because they're not in the world. Says Reb Shimon an incredible yesod. He says, Biyadai is something that empowers a person. A person who's lacking koyach, we say that since it's biyadai to bring about change, that shows that potentially he really does have the power to do it. So for example, in the case where the Isha tells her friend, be mafresh for me, challah, after you finish kneading the dough, and we have a rule that a person cannot make a shliach on something that they don't have the koyach to impact now, our response to that is, she does have the koyach now because she could bring an isa megulgelis right now. However, if we were to theoretically find a case in which your lack of koyach comes because the thing is not in the world, biyadai will not help. And the example of that case, says Reb Shimon, is divorcing a woman who you did not yet marry. Because, says Reb Shimon, even though the woman is ba'olam, nevertheless, divorce means getting rid of ishas, getting rid of a marriage, and the marriage is not yet existent. So to say that the svara of biyadai can help me and allow me to write a get right now for after the ma'ase yibum, which generates the ishas, that, says Reb Shimon, is impossible. Biyadai cannot create something in the world. Biyadai can only empower me on something that's in the world. So therefore, I do not have the koyach to write this get and divorce her for after the yibum, and so that cannot be a reason why I could send a shliach to do such a thing. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Hei Halacha Tes, says a different teretz to this kasha. He says that any time the biyadai is a polar opposite of the maisa that you're trying to do, then it doesn't work. Over here, the biyadai is to create ishus, and the maisa that you're trying to do is a maisa of gerushin. Since ishus and gerushin are two diametrically opposed things, you never say biyadai, they have the potential to do A, in order to empower me to do something that's a total stira to A. That is the teretz of the Ar Sameach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.